Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us right now on our hotline here, while we are live at Fenway, he's not here though. Alex Cora, how you doing, Alex? How you doing, Skipper?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good.
Now, that was a nice win last night, a much needed win, and you guys, as we saw, took a little time for yourselves, skipped over some things, got to the park a little bit later. Is it safe to assume this is something you're repeating again here today?
Yeah, we get into a point of the season that traveling, the schedule, and obviously the grind is catching up, and just to break the routine, you know, the guys, spend time with your families, have lunch with them, do whatever you want to do, and show up later to the ballpark. As far as the work, they're going to hit in the cage, they're going to take grounders if they want to, but I think it's a good change, you know, for them, just to kind of like recharge, reset, and keep grinding. And we did it yesterday, it was good for them. We'll do it again today, and most likely we'll do it again tomorrow, regardless of the result.
All right, very good. Good to know. By the way, Alex Cora, sponsored by Sherwin-Williams. The Sherwin-Williams Pro Plus programs help you manage and grow your paint business. Also brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and Arbella Insurance, here for baseball fans, here for good. So with that in mind, it seems like the results were what they were. Kenley Jansen, after the game, said that you guys have been pressing a little bit, that everybody had been kind of tight. Is that something that you observed? Do you agree with that assessment?
We got a lot of young guys playing the first big league season, right? And you know, when you get to the big leagues, you're trying to establish yourself. The kids have done an amazing job so far. That let's not take that away from them. But obviously, you know, we put ourselves in a position that we get a chance to make it to the playoffs, and they've never been through that. That's not part of player development, right? Player development is about your skills, your swing, your defense, base running, your pitches. You know, it's not that in player development they don't care about winning, but it's actually secondary, right? We're trying to make these guys better so they can make it to the big leagues as soon as possible. And we had 4 bad days, too. You know, like, we went to Houston, we won a series. We went to Baltimore, we split a series. We beat the Rangers, the Astros swept us. So it's not as bad as people are portraying it. It just happens that when we lost 4 in a row or 5 in a row, whatever it is, other teams were winning, and then the standing changed. But yesterday we won. We gained some ground on some teams. The teams in American League Central, they're going to battle, you know, Detroit, Minnesota, Kansas City, and Cleveland. So from our end, take care of your business and then look around, see where you're at. And we get into September 1st. I always feel like that's when you say, okay, this is what we got to do to make it to the playoffs. Let's try to win the series against the Jays, go to Detroit, do the same thing. And by Monday, we know what we have to do, and we'll take care of the rest.
Alex, how much of your job is managing people, not necessarily managing baseball players, in an event like this where somebody might be pressing? Or even, I think they mentioned in the Nesson broadcast last night that maybe one of the reasons Yoshida is playing better is that his family's here and he's enjoying some home cooking from his family. How much is a baseball manager about managing people first and then baseball players second?
I think it's a huge part of what we do as a coaching staff, understanding what's going on, you know, with their families. You know, there's a lot of situations that obviously don't become public, but you have to deal with it. And, you know, we take pride in that. You know, I think if you take care of the individual, then the baseball player is going to be fine. And that's something I learned over the years with Davey Johnson, Tito Francona, Jerry Manuel, you know, that, yeah, they were great baseball managers. They managed baseball players. But at the same time, they really care about Alex Cora, the person. And I learned a lot from those guys, and I try to do the same thing with our players.
Just wondering, have you had any contact with Gerard Mayo? Because that's one of the things he's preached early in his tenure as the Patriots coach, is building relationships with players, the culture that he's setting. Any connection between you two guys yet?
Not yet. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Jaron Duran had a big, big night last night, leading off with the home run, had that great throw as well, and he also made history as, according to the Elias Sports Bureau, the first player ever to have 10 triples, 20 homers, 30 steals, and 40 doubles in a single season. The ascension of him this year is something that I'm sure you take a lot of pride in, especially considering some of the adversity that he's faced. What can you say about Jaron Duran on a day like today?
No, I mean, as a baseball player, it's just fun to watch. Just being the leadoff guy, you're in the dugout, and, you know, from pitch one, you expect something great to happen. And the athleticism, the way he goes about it, you know, is second to none, to be honest with you. When the opposition is in awe of what he's doing, that tells you a lot. He's an impactful bat. Obviously, running bases, he's done this for a few years. But, you know, the willingness to become a great defender, I give him a lot of credit. You know, he was below average 3 years ago. We remember the inside the park fly ball by Tapia a few, 2 years ago, I think it was, the day in Kansas City when he lost two balls in the sun. And now I think he's leading the league in defensive run saves in center field. And it's fun to watch. The plays yesterday, you know, cutting that ball in the gap, throwing out bloody at sick.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. you remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Again, playing the ball off the wall to give it to Rafaela and get the out at the plate. That would never happen a few years ago, but he put the work. There's a lot of people that help out, too. You know, Will Venable, who's in Texas now, got him going, got him getting more athletic in the outfield, move faster. Kyle Hudson has been on top of him the whole time, the last 2 years, and you can see the benefits of that. And I'm impressed. I'm happy that we have him, and this guy is going to be a good player for a long, long time.
I know the season's not over yet, but to this point, would you consider him the MVP of the team?
Yeah, he's up there with Rafi. Those two guys, they have carried the offense in different ways. But the impact of the leadoff guy from the get-go, and obviously the defensive side of it, you know, he's been one of the most important players in our team.
When it is going the way you want it to be going, and the style of play that you guys have been good at in terms of running and playing good defense and things of that nature, is that a style of baseball that Alex Cora likes? I mean, it's obviously different than 10 or 15 years ago. It was walk, home run, strikeout, walk. Like, we have a different style of baseball that seems like you guys are playing with Hamilton and obviously Duran at the top of the lineup. Do you like this? Is this Alex Cora baseball?
I don't think it's Alex Cora baseball. It's MLB baseball right now. They changed the rules. I think Theo, with the group up there in MLB, they wanted the game to be more dynamic. We saw it last year, right, with the D-backs. You know, they ran themselves into the World Series, you know, just playing good defense, running the bases well, advancing whenever they had a chance, and obviously they hit homers. You know, one of the things that, you know, I think we've done a good job, especially at home, because we don't hit so many home runs at home. We've been able to exploit the opposition as far as, like, the running game. And then when we go on the road, we hit more homers than at Fenway. So it's been fun to watch. Obviously, personnel has to do a lot with it. You know, we didn't expect Hamilton to be here this year, right? It was going to be Trevor and the rest of the group, and then Trevor goes down, and Hamilton took over, and he's a weapon running the bases. Although Trevor is also an outstanding athlete, but it's fun to watch. We don't rely on the home run. We saw it yesterday. You know, Rafaela hits a double. Duran hits a ground ball to second. Hamilton puts the ball in play. Rafaela scores. Hammy stole second. Casas hit a double. We score. So we got different ways of scoring runs. And, you know, I'm glad that we have this athletic group.
You brought up the differences between your team at home and on the road. It's a weird thing. You have a sub-500 record at Fenway Park, only team in the division with a losing record at home. And I know there's some weird splits in terms of errors and unearned runs. Is that just an aberration? Is there anything you can put
homers?
Yeah. How do you explain
people
all that?
People don't talk about home runs. People don't talk about home runs. They always talk about the errors and all this. Yep. You know, on the road, we hit a home run every 24 at-bats. We're fourth in the big leagues. At home, we hit a home run every 31 at-bats. We're 21st in the big leagues. So instant offense is something that is important, too, at the big league level. And as you know, Fenway is conducive for right-hander pull hitters, you know, it helps them. You know, the wall is right there. We saw it with Suarez, Altuve, Bregman. We got, you know, in the lineup most of the time, we got three. O'Neill is the real power threat. The rest of them are, you know, good hitters, you know, that hit the ball the other way. Most of our hitters, the good ones, are left-handed hitters. And when they go the other way, usually it's a double. So it's not an excuse. It's the reality of it. And as far as the offensive part of it, like, you know, we have to manufacture runs at home. And then on the road, we hit the ball out of the ballpark. So that's part of it, too.
All right, time for the Sherwin Williams question of the week. Before we get to this, they're killing me on the text line right now. Do you hate being called Skipper, Alex? I'm sorry if you do, because I didn't know that.
It's okay. I don't like it. I think the only Skip the only Skip who's a manager in the big leagues is Skip Schumacher. That's it.
Skip, sorry.
The other ones were managers or yeah.
All right, won't happen again. Anyway, this question comes to us from Jorge Arucci of Level 5 Painting in Newton. It says, Alex, in your time here as both a player and a manager, what has been the most pivotal moment for you, and how has it shaped your approach to leading the team through triumphs and challenges? Wow. That's a good question.
Good question. I think 21, coming out of the suspension with the team that we had, it showed me that, you know, it's possible, right, as far as, like, talent, right? Like, we weren't the most talented team, but we played the game well, you know. We sucked defensively, but I think offensively we were really good. You know, the pitching part of it is always important. When you pitch, you get a chance. We had four guys that they had 30 starts. The bullpen was pretty solid. But a team like that, very similar to 13, right, although we fell short in 21, it makes it, you know, it's possible to make it to the playoffs. And I think we're very similar to that. We have to be better in certain aspects. You know, we got, a month and a week, you know, to turn this around and make it, you know, make it more than interesting, right? Get into the dance. But 21 was the year that I was like, man, this is a fun place, you know, and teams like this, I know people love it.
Alex, before we let you go, there's one question in town that everybody seems to have an opinion on. Should the Patriots start Jacoby Brissett or Drake May at quarterback?
Man, I'm just thinking about the Miami Hurricanes, to be honest with you, when we talk about football. I just want them to beat Florida on Saturday.
Nice.
All right, fair enough. Alex Cora, thanks so much for the time today, and good luck tonight.
See you guys. Be well. Good luck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.